what it do, what the business is.
We back, man. It's another week in the books, the On Deck TV podcast. What up, though?
Man, I can't call it, man. Holler at your boy, Animal Brown. Animal_Brown if you're looking for me on social media.
Yep, I ain't have to put the underscore because I am the only Spike Lou. I am Spike Lou. Look for me anywhere you're looking for me at. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, man. We doing this shit. Facebook Rap Chat Live, man. Check that out, man. We have a constant conversation about what's going on in the hip hop world.
Yeah, most definitely.
What you have up, man? What's cracking?
Man, slow motion Billy Ocean. I'm out here.
Drinking
water, getting healthy, getting my foot back. I'm still
booted
up.
Still got gout, but I'm out here.
I'm booted up still.
God.
This is getting really old.
you without a major injury, you the longest nigga that got a boot on ever.
Shit getting on my nerves, yeah, man. Fucking up my outfits.
Beat that shit up, man. Come on, dog. Put some fucking shoes on and like go on and beat that shit out. Throw the boot in the trash. It's over. Fuck the sympathy and all that shit you gaming for, dude. It's over, dude.
I get the that handicap parking spot strong,
yeah,
though.
Throw the tag away. It's over, dude. Like Space Jam, Jason came out. Oh. You got to rock both pair of them. Like, fuck that shit, dude. Throw the boot away, dude.
It'll be gone soon. Don't even worry about it. But
hashtag throw the boot away.
I caught up on a couple of movies, couple of shows. Man, I watched Money Monster, George Clooney.
No idea what that is.
I watched that. I rewatched that Captain America shit. That shit was super dope.
No reason to do that.
Trailers came out this weekend. Spider-Man. Planet of the Apes.
Next
year gonna be super.
The Planet of the Apes look dope.
Spider-Man looks strong.
I ain't a big Spider-Man guy. I'm not the Marvel comic book guy, but I did watch Avengers this weekend.
The latest one.
The last one.
Tough.
The last one.
Age of Ultron.
It was hard.
It was tough.
I ain't gonna lie, it was hard. I was locked in.
Get with the program.
I ain't even a comic book guy.
Nerd alert.
I had no idea, but look, that shit was hard. They was shaking and when the island went up in the air and shit and he was like trying to say, that shit was hard. I ain't gonna lie. So I fucked with that. And what you say, watch after that?
You need to watch Captain America.
Okay.
If you're not going to go in order, you need to go in order. But if you're not.
I've seen the rest of that shit.
You need to because you need to see Ant-Man. And you need to see.
We ain't doing all that,
Ant-Man.
Though. Shout out to 30 versus 30? What's the ESPN shit? 34-30. Convicts versus Catholics. My Miami Hurricanes had that documentary on versus Notre Dame. It was pretty dope. I got to check that out. It was a real good look over the weekend. And speaking of sports.
Yeah, man.
We have the Full Sport Podcast.
Full Sport Press Podcast. Get your life together.
Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Hove, How Weezy, Coach Locke, all of these guys. What they give us this week?
Man, they're giving us the college basketball preview. I'm debating whether I want to get into that this season.
Man, don't nobody watch college basketball.
Don't nobody watch college football either, but y'all still keep talking about this shit.
No, people watch college football. They got a playoff. It's popping.
They got March Madness in college basketball.
Yeah, in March. Not right now. It's cool.
So y'all check that out, man. Get that college basketball preview. Shout out the Ladies Room also. Check out their latest episode.
Of course.
They're answering questions. The top questions from men about women. Check them out. Shout out Rizzo. Shout out Anne-Marie. Rizzo is winning the FSP. She's in first place in the Fantasy Football League, and that's amazing for the second year in a row.
Why is it amazing? You being
because she's won
right
back
now?
To back. Nah, people don't win back to back number one. That doesn't happen.
I think she got something with the commissioner. I don't know what's going on with her and Roger Goodell in, but the fix is in.
The fix is in.
Clearly.
I mean,
J-Hope can't be the commissioner. Actually, I'm done. I'm
in last place,
away.
So I can't even say
I'm walking
shit.
Away. I ain't doing. I'm not doing season-long fantasy football again.
You
I'm
were
done.
In it?
No, I'm done.
I didn't know you were in it.
I finished higher than you, buddy. You were last. This nigga was last place in the league.
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah, you last.
Shout out to Ricky Bobby. Also, man, check out the latest episode of Fresh for Dummies with me and J-Hove.
Of course.
We break it down to evolution of sneaker shopping. Go check that out. Go get the new feed on SoundCloud and iTunes. Appreciate that.
You ain't get them Space Jams?
Of course I got them Space Jams. Mm. That's a fact. I needed those. They came out in 09.
Did
didn't
you
get
wait
them
in
09.
How did you get those?
No need. 10 o'clock came. 10 o'clock Eastern came. And I clicked on the sneaker app.
Okay.
And put them in my cart. 12 and a half headed my way. It'll
You're
be
welcome.
Here tomorrow.
You're welcome, sneakerheads.
Absolutely, man. Get
for
that sneaker
you on
app
game out there.
But first things first, though.
Well, Popper freaks all the honeys, dummies. No, play. Oh yeah,
no, go. No. Yeah. We're gonna break down that J. Cole came out over the weekend. We've had all weekend to digest it,
which I called. Yes.
So we're gonna break that down properly, like it's supposed to be broken down. Mm. But first things first, man.
What popped out for you for the on deck quick hits?
My boy Ye is out of the hospital.
Oh my god!
Back in the
public
eye.
That's what popped out to you?
Absolutely. He made a trip to visit the president-elect Trump Trump Towers. The two met for about 15 minutes, and Ye later tweeted that the meeting was to discuss multicultural issues, including bullying, supporting teachers, and Chicago violence, amongst other things. Mm. Any chance something productive comes from this relationship?
No.
I don't believe you said it too quick.
Not at all.
You said it too quick to actually believe
that. What productive could come from this?
I don't know, man. He might be trying to get in on the inside and... Hey,
all right, Barack,
I don't know his motives.
Barack been in the White House 8 years. How many times him and Kanye meet?
I don't know.
You do know.
I don't.
You know there's zero. You know the answer to that is zero. But now, oh, it's Trump. Let me go meet and get this big. Like, all the Kanye stuff with being a media whore and the Kardashian. Like, I'm cool off of it, dude. And that's all this was for. They ain't talk about anything. They probably, like, they were in the room for 15 minutes on their phones, texting, tweeting, whatever it may be. They didn't say anything until they got in front of the cameras.
Then what's the purpose?
You tell me. You the Kanye fan.
I am the Kanye fan.
I have no idea what is the purpose.
And I'm still the Kanye fan.
Apparently, Kanye has released tweets and released a press release of what the meeting was about. So you tell me, Kanye fan, what was the meeting about?
I mean, hey, I can only go off what he says.
Okay, what did he say?
And he says that they discussed Chicago violence and multicultural issues, which God knows what that means.
Multicultural issues.
Back to Ye, though, because okay. Ye back, he got the brown hair, blonde hair?
That's
I don't know
brown,
what that is. What is
blonde.
That?
That's blonde? Meteor Man blonde.
Okay.
That's what that is. Shout out to the Rap Chat listeners who said that was Meteor Man blonde.
Yeah, that was cold. But this is what I'm gonna tell you what I hate most about this Kanye cover.
What you hate about?
Because this is my guy.
Okay.
But when people talk about him and other people that do controversial things, they like to use the statement, "I like him, but I don't agree with everything he does." That right there
Anything
gets on my
does.
Fucking nerves, dude. There is not one person, man, woman, whatever, walking this earth which you agree with 100% of what they say or do. That person does not exist. Let's stop acting like you're supposed to agree with everything somebody does. Kanye does something that you don't like. Now, all of a sudden, you hate him. You delete his music off iTunes. Now, all of a sudden, he's a coon. Now, dude, stop. Like, you got to check people's resume. Take all of that in consideration. And, like, wait for some facts, though. Like, don't just fall for the headlines and shit, man. Okay. That trap. You can't fall for that trap, man. Too much knowledge and information out here.
Right.
What else went on in the world? I guarantee you some deep shit went on in the world across country the same day that this happened. That's what we need to be paying attention to.
I mean, what do you mean deep shit like what, though?
Some because crazy war that, shit.
No,
some law
and you're
passed.
Absolutely right. Donald Trump was naming his cabinet and everything else to be the same day. Like, Donald Trump, this is the same time in which he's not doing presidential briefings that every other presidential elect does and Barack does, but I'm going to meet with Kanye and it's going to make news. So you're absolutely right. Yeah, there's a lot of other stuff going on.
I'm thinking specifically, dude. Like, I guarantee, if I did my Googles, I bet it's some like for real shit.
Yeah, exactly. So
that I don't know about.
So why is Kanye?
He don't know about it either.
Now he do know about it, and I'm saying like why you falling into this mess? And if Donald Trump invites you to Trump Towers and you want to meet with him, you're not answering questions. You're standing right there looking retarded in front of the media when they ask you. You look awkward.
You
don't want to say anything. Why are you even doing this, putting on this publicity stunt when you know CNN going to pick this up? And there's a lot of other things that Trump could be doing. Don't tell me you went and talked to him about this shit for 15 minutes. Because that don't make sense, dude.
Maybe there was a seed that he planted.
Ain't no seed that he planted because Donald Trump, let me tell you what he listened to. Whatever Kanye said right there in front of them photographers. He didn't say nothing. That's all Donald Trump was trying to hear. In them 15 minutes when they was in that room together, like all like aides and whatever it was, teams were talking amongst one another. Donald Trump and Kanye West never spoke to one another. I promise you that. And I just think it was a big publicity stunt on both of their ends. Like what you said.
What does that do, though? What does it do for Ye?
It diverted attention away from Ye with the mental illness shit. And it diverted attention away from...
Trump
with the whole shit that he got going on with, oh, you're not going into the everyday media briefings that every other president-elect has went into, right. All this other stuff that you should be doing. Like, hey, tell us about why you picked these people for your cabinet. No, I want to meet with Kanye West because this is going to make the bigger news. Like, all that shit is taken away from what they should be doing or should be answering to, and it worked.
I guess. Mm. The most interesting thing about this whole situation is Kanye tweeted out #2024.
So he gonna run for after Trump. I thought Trump
that
was done.
Very. So that means Trump's doing 8 years. No. That's in stone.
That's impossible.
Is that already been determined?
That's impossible.
Because it was 2020 that Ye was talking about. Now he's saying 2024.
So do you?
I thought that was very interesting.
That is interesting.
I'm surprised he didn't delete it.
Let me ask you: did he deleted it?
No, but I'm okay. Surprised he didn't.
So let me ask you: with Trump doing it, with Kanye doing this whole thing for the 2020, like. When Jay-Z and Barack, they did the whole thing, like Jay-Z had a direct line to the White House. Do you think this is Kanye's like reaction to, hey, you were in there when Barack was in there, the most outlandish figure ever that's been in the White House. I got his ear. He's meeting with me. Right. I'm Kanye West. Do you think that's in reaction to that?
And I don't, but you make a good, you bring up a point though.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is the most outlandish, extravagant, right. Outspoken.
And who's that celebrity?
That's all Kanye traits. So that may be why he navigates, or he feels where Trump is coming from when he says some of the shit that he says. Maybe he can't relate all the way, but he can relate with the honesty.
That's true.
And so maybe they did talk, and maybe they do got some shit in the works. Maybe they don't. Maybe it was a publicity stunt, and Trump's people was like, yeah, this is a good move to distract from the other bullshit. I don't fucking know. I don't know what Ye was doing in New York. Was he trying to pull up on Jay? I don't know.
Nah, he don't want to problem. Jay, listen, man. Jay-Z is done with Kanye West, dog. Yeah, he deleted. It ain't no more, like, forget the Watch the Throne 2.
Yeah,
forget the signing, like, whatever he is signing to him. Like Jay ain't dealing with dude no more. Numbers erased out the phone. Like, all of that good shit, what you do when you don't fuck with a nigga no more, he don't follow him on the sc_Carter page. None of that shit. Like, it's over. Like, them niggas not friends no more, dude. They cool.
Right. Hey. Yeah, that's a wrap. We ain't gonna never see them niggas together. All right, man, moving up forward. So there was a picture floating around social media.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been on social media or specifically the Rap Chat group on Facebook, plug, yeah. Then you notice a picture posted of a pyramid of rappers listed in tiers.
This shit right here is disgusting.
Now, the tiers range from elite all the way down to trash. This is what we're going to do. Let's go through the list tier by tier and see how accurate it was. Because it's some shit on here that's clearly way the fuck off.
First and foremost, tier one is way more expansive than Drake, Kendrick Lamar, Cole, and Chance the Rapper.
And tier one is supposed to be the elite rappers.
Right.
Well, the mistake is Chance the Rapper's not in this tier. That's first off.
You the biggest Chance hate on earth.
No, I just don't think he's done enough to be in this list. That's all.
He ain't got a record deal and he got Grammy nominations.
That's cool. That's great.
Only other person done is Drake.
I'm not mad at either. I'm not
What's
mad at that.
What's the problem?
When Drake did that, he wouldn't have been in the elite category either. He was only 2 years in. Yeah, so he's too soon.
And good point.
Chance is on the level of like a Big Sean. He need to be in whatever.
Ooh, don't do Big Sean like that.
Nah. Tier two is talented but not elite. That's Chance.
Mm.
And Big Sean is in it. Who else is in this?
Wale.
That's perfect. Wale. Yeah, I can respect that. Childish Gambino, Travis Scott, Schoolboy, and Kid Cudi.
Nah, Kid Cudi out of there.
Kid Cudi don't even rap no more.
That's what I'm saying. Like, talented but not elite. That don't relate to him at all. Like, there's no, like, Kid Cudi Slick shouldn't even be on this list. Like, I ain't even hating or nothing. Like, this nigga R&B singer, dude.
Follow along with us too on the Rap Chat and Facebook.
Y'all can see the list. Y'all pull it up as we going along through this right here, because it's gonna take a little minute, because this is way off.
So
whoever did this, y'all need to write us at ondecktv@gmail.com. We will redo this and we'll tell you why it's correct in our manner as opposed to this shit.
Tier three is legends past their prime.
This is real sick right here.
It's Jay-Z, Lil Wayne, Jada Kiss, Kanye, 50, Snoop, M, Bun B, Twista, Nas, and Busta Rhymes.
Twista get a nod right here. Like, where Twista been at? Where's the song that put Twista in this category? Was it Slow Jams?
Legends.
That was a t- 10 years ago.
Maybe
dude.
The person who made this is from Chicago.
Maybe. But well, it's busted.
People like Busta Rhymes, though.
Now, he's not a legend past their prime. He's just a legend, though. I give him that. Past and I don't even fuck with his shit.
No, but he's past his prime, though.
Nah, he just out of here. You just a
same
legend.
Same thing.
He don't rap, dude. Busta Rhymes still
I
rap?
Just heard a new song with him and Swizz.
No, you didn't.
It was some
that was on Busta Rhymes radio station on Pandora. You and Busta Rhymes are only subscribers to that.
Eminem don't rap no more, technically.
He just dropped shit. Something, though. He just came out with something.
Yeah, but I don't look at it as a diss when you say somebody is past their prime. That's, Kanye, all things that go up must come down.
Wait, Kanye West is not a legend past his prime, though. Kanye West, what I would say, is tier one. He's still a rapper elite, though.
I can respect because he's still putting out content.
Yeah, like,
music,
regardless though. Of the, like, mental situation or his age or who he fuck with, Kim Kardashian or whatever right. It may be, who's fucking with the punter from the Raiders, allegedly. Right. Whatever it may be, I still don't think consider him a legend past his prime. I still think that Kanye West is in his prime.
He's capable of putting out.
Right, like, Kanye West could put out a classic tomorrow.
That's
a fact.
All right, tier four is underrated. Isaiah Rashad.
No. No.
Boz.
No. Who is that?
That's J. Cole artist.
Who?
He shouldn't be on this list, but it's J. Cole artist.
It don't
though.
Matter.
Dom Kennedy.
Come on.
Tyler, the Creator. They're 0 for 4 so far, I'm going to be honest.
Logic,
Big Crit, Dave East, Mac Miller, Earl Sweatshirt, Vic Mensa, Lil Dicky, Joey Badass, Sci-Hi, Dizzy Wright, and Nipsey Hussle.
Is there one person on that list that's right?
Nipsey Hussle. He's underrated.
I mean, but
he's not a household
name. I'm not even putting him in that category, though.
But he doesn't fit in any other one, though. What, talented but not elite? You can't put
that's
next
a
to,
fact.
You can't put next to Big Sean, dude.
You can't put Nipsey Hussle next to
no.
Big Sean? Why
I'm
not?
I'll tell you why. Because my gal can name a Big Sean song. She can't name a Nipsey Hussle.
But she
song.
Can name that's Nipsey the Hussle, though.
She like can, but she doesn't know a song.
Right, though. So the difference, what, you're saying, what you're saying is true. So, like, if Big Sean came out with clothing or he did a commercial or anything like that nature, she would be like, what the fuck is Big Sean doing? If she see Big Sean on a BET commercial promoting, if she see Nipsey Hussle on a BET commercial or whatever it is promoting whatever, she can be like, okay, I'm cool with that. Not because she can name his song, because she know he cool with his branding and he hard at what he do as far as that.
And that's underrated because she can't name a song. Because he can also spit and he also makes good music.
In
We're
your
talking
opinion,
about rapping.
Though. A lot of people are going to tell you Nipsey Hussle not the best rapper. Big
really?
Sean can rap, though. Big Sean can rap his ass
I saw
off.
A 20-minute video saying he can't, though. So, I mean, for everyone.
Big Sean?
Yes.
Whoever that was is retarded. Dude cold. And he's a way better rapper than Nipsey Hussle. Not saying that Nipsey Hussle can't rap. Nipsey Hussle got a whole nother hustle to himself. I would put them in the same category, though, because one strength is another one's weakness, and then one weakness is another one's strength. So.
I think you can fit, like, young up – because, like, somebody like a Dave East is not so,
okay.
So – he's not necessarily underrated, but he doesn't fit in talent. He's too new to being talented, not elite, though.
He
like
underrated.
Vic Mensa.
Dave East underrated.
Vic Mensa like underrated. You. That no. Nigga be spitting. Man, he crazy as fuck.
So – well,
again, my gal can't name a song by him, but you can't tell me Dude Not Nice, though.
Vic Mensa?
Yes. Don't
he
do him
okay.
Like that. Nah, don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, Lil Dicky, nice.
She don't know a song by him either. That's my point. He's in the right category. I don't listen to his music. I wouldn't ride around in Lil Dicky, but I'm not finna lie and tell you he can't rap, though.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. Let's go to tier five, overrated. ASAP Rocky, Ace Hood.
This
Dej Loaf?
No, this is the most accurate category of this whole thing. This is the only thing they slick got right.
Oh, yeah, because 2 Chainz is in there.
No.
That's
the only thing they fucked up on.
Future.
No.
Absol, Wiz Khalifa, Post Malone, ASAP Ferg.
No, see, you going to the other. You going to the ridiculous.
I'm reading
shit.
All of them.
No, let's start with the beginning. What you were saying at first. ASAP Rocky, yes. Ace Hood, yes. Dej Loaf, yes. Kid Ink, yes. Wiz Khalifa, yes.
I could argue that those should be in trash, though.
Nah, not Wiz.
But nobody.
Wiz got hit. Some do Wiz like
nobody
that.
Overrates Ace Hood. What the fuck?
Yeah, they do.
The
fact that he's rated at all overrates him.
Nobody rates
the nigga doing
Dej
yoga
Loaf.
With his bitch right now.
Man, dude.
Like, the fact that people rate Ace Hood, niggas will still tell me today, they say, oh, Ace Hood cool. He nice. He can spit. He got hits. No, he don't.
Yeah, he got hits. Dude.
No. What?
Hits.
See? See? Overrated. That's it. Exactly. You telling me he got hits right now?
He got hits.
Exactly. Overrated.
Danny Brown, G-Eazy, Pusha T.
Trash. Now, Pusha T ought to be up there with
He need to be talented
but not
elite.
Okay, yeah.
Mac Miller.
No.
Action Bronson?
Underrated.
That's fair. Young and May. It's too new. What?
She shouldn't be on
here. She ain't got no tape out.
Sheeny shouldn't be on here.
The Game? Stop. He's not overrated.
Yeah, The Game overrated.
No, he got a good his catalog too deep to be overrated. Overrated, though.
You the Game fan, so I get it, but he overrated. Catalog too deep. The Game overrated. Cause don't try to gloss over this.
Meek Mill. Go ahead.
The Game overrated, though.
I don't agree.
Let's
with
do
that.
That.
I don't think so. I think he got a nice catalog.
He has a nice catalog, but people consider him an upper echelon rapper, and he's not.
Yeah, he can rap, though.
He can rap, and that's cool, but he's not like Rick Ross.
Bro, if you ask the average person, name your top 10 rappers, they wouldn't name Game, though. So he's not overrated. Like, it'd be different if niggas was like, man, nigga, Game top 5.
But with that being said, if you say, is Game cold? Niggas be like, oh yeah, he cold. He can spit. Is.
That's no, fair. That's not, where he need though. To be.
He take advantage of opportunities. Yes, he alright in that sense, but he ain't cold.
He's cold, but he's not top 10. That's right. That's his lane right there.
I'll give you that.
That's all I'm saying.
That's cool.
Tier 6 is overhyped legends. This is the most worthless tier on this
trash.
List.
It's tier trash right here.
Overhyped legends is Lil Boosie, Yo Gotti,
they
Dr.
got my boy
Dre.
Fucked up. Wait, stop right
Young
there.
Jeezy?
God, wait, stop. They got Lil Boosie fucked up, and they got Jeezy fucked up. Overhyped legends?
That doesn't make sense. I'm going to be honest. Mike Jones? Man. Ja Rule? OJ the Juice Man?
They put my nigga in the category of OJ, though.
Why is OJ the Juice Man on here? shout out to Juice, but why is he on this list, though?
Nah, he shouldn't be.
That whole tier should have been taken
him
out.
Or nothing,
yeah, nah, no shots, but that whole list should have been, tier was whack.
Tier 6 is out of here.
That's out of there.
If we could do, give me, oh, wait. Instead of taking it out of here, though, give me an overhyped legend, though. KRS-One.
But that's before my time, though.
Nah, but that's a good one, though. To us, that's an overhyped legend.
Yeah, to us.
To me, that's an overhyped legend.
Yeah.
I can give you another
one. But that's like a young nigga coming on here saying Big was overhyped.
Nah,
that's
it's not the same thing, though. Because I can go show this nigga dope Big tracks. I can show this nigga classic Big albums. A nigga has yet to show me a classic KRS-One album or track.
Nah, it's people.
I don't give a fuck how much you like.
That.
Nah,
it's
yeah, different. You can like him as much as you
I
want
don't
to
hear the shit.
Exactly. You can't do that with Big though. A nigga put Hypnotize on. A nigga put Life After Death on.
And then
whatever.
It's over with. Now exactly. You're out of songs at that point because they only had 2 albums.
Nah, and that's cool, but it's more than KRS-One got. Because
fair.
If a nigga was like, oh, this nigga's a legend, let me show you this. The bridge is over? Is that what we gonna do? Because I'm cool with that, but then what you gonna show me after that?
Yeah, I can see Dr. Dre as a rapper. That's fair.
What, it's overrated?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
fair. Oh, overhyped legend. I can respect that, though. But other than that category was Mike Jones? What?
Overhyped legend.
That was terrible.
Oh.
I can see that, though. I'm not gonna lie. I can see somebody saying E-40.
Relax.
I'm just saying, I can see it.
Relax. Too short, maybe.
Maybe too short.
Oh,
nah, that's cool.
Nah, I need another New York nigga here. Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes.
Right, now that's fair.
Busta Rhymes definitely could be in there.
That's fair.
What about Rakim, though?
Nah, Rakim was cold, though.
It was cold.
That was before my time, but I went back and listened. I was like, yeah, I could see. Okay. That's when rap started to change. He wasn't doing that hip. Like, he was, like, spitting, though.
Rakim
I was like, oh, okay.
Was cold, though.
He was cold.
I just threw it out there. Wu-Tang.
You finna put the whole camp on there?
The whole camp.
Nah, ain't enough blocks on here for that.
Ghostface and
nah, they cold.
Rakim. Ghostface and Raekwon was cold.
All right, final tier is tier 7, which is trash.
Okay.
21 Savage, Lil Yachty, Lil Durk, Flow Rider.
They just gonna do all the young niggas like that, though?
Yeah, that was basically all the freshman class right there. Lil Bibby, Young Thug. They got Lil Bibby fucked up. Young Thug. Kodak Black, Chief Keef, Designer, Frito Santana, Lil B, Sage the Gemini, okay, Famous Dex.
See, this is all young niggas.
Soulja Boy, like, Denzel Curry.
Let's just shit on young niggas in the last category. Like, wow.
French Montana, Macklemore, Ty Dolla $ign.
French is absolutely correct.
Right? Lil Uzi Vert, G Herbo. They got G Herbo fucked up. Fetty Wap, Gucci Mane, Rich Homie Quan.
Wow, whoa, wait.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, that's about right.
You gonna put Gucci? That's about
hold,
right.
Hold on. What tier would he be in?
Gucci?
Yes.
Underrated.
How many? This nigga has
Gucci's
a museum.
A legend, dude.
No, so then he wouldn't be an underrated then.
All right. So
would he be legend past the prime?
Nah, he's not past his prime. Bro, Gucci is for the shake.
Wait,
like,
hold on. Hold on. Hold on. You're telling me he rapped just as good as now as he did before?
No, it ain't got nothing to do with rap.
That's what you said.
Nah.
What does that have to
just
do
saying,
with?
Like, Gucci's profile and what he doing right now is bigger than Guwap, Gucci Mane, whatever it was prior to this.
We're talking about rapping, though.
I'm not just talking about rapping. I'm talking about the whole profile. The engaging to the chick at the game. Cheating. The Snapchat. Like, Gucci on another level now, dude.
He's on another level.
Now, he rapped the same. So, I'll put him as underrated, actually.
Let me tell you who they missed on here.
Who?
Rappers past their prime, T.I. need to be in there.
Get out of here, man.
What? What tier is he in? T.I.'s not nowhere on this. He doesn't belong nowhere on it, but Juice Man does?
I'd rather T.I. not be on here than be past their prime.
Where's
that? Actually, nah, he right. He legend past their prime.
That's good, not a T.I. knock, though.
Yeah, legend past their prime. Good for T.I.
Where's Fab at? Fab ain't on here. Is that talented but not elite?
Overhyped legends.
Fuck
out of
here.
He ain't got no classic albums. He can't do classic albums. We know this.
He doesn't have
We know
to.
For a fact that
he got classic mixtape.
That's fine. Any nigga can do that. Gucci did that. Jeezy did that. Like, niggas do classic mixtapes. It happens.
No.
Like, a nigga tell you Chief Keef got a classic mixtape.
I don't want to hear them.
That's a fact. But what I'm telling you is you're a Fab fan, so if he got a classic mixtape, you more applicable to relate to that other than the Chief Keef shit. So,
that's just a fact. Where's Nicki Minaj?
She not on here.
Clearly, that's what I'm saying.
She overrated.
Really?
Tough.
That's interesting.
Where would you put her?
You might be right.
You gotta put overrated in the trash.
Yeah, you're right. It might be overrated. Overrated is a good one.
That's a good one. Because
I think she slick is.
That's a fact.
The list is some slaw.
The list is some slaw. We need to redo this.
Pusha T being overrated is like,
yeah, Pusha T overrated.
This nigga must have asked Pusha T for an autograph, and Pusha T came and moved
him. Or a picture or something like that.
Right.
And he was like,
nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
So he has a personal, he or she has a personal vendetta against Pusha T.
How's Ab Soul overrated?
Ab Soul some slaw, though. Did you listen to that album?
But overrated, though?
Bro, people be like, assing,
he had
dude,
he has.
Did you see the internet's talking about his album?
He got a specific fan base, and them people fuck with him. And ain't no overrated to it.
You can say that to everybody on this list. Chief Keef has a specific fan base.
No.
Mike Jones had a specific fan base.
No, he don't right now.
That doesn't mean shit.
Yeah, he don't right now.
The fan base
Mike
for
Jones dropped a mixtape right now, nobody's listening to that.
The fan base for Ab Soul be gassing the shit out of his music, dude. Have you not been online? It's like an Ab Soul hive.
I've been in the text with Me, You, and Black, and I see.
Man, like, they be, like, so that's why people say that. But he can rap, though. I just don't like his music.
He can't rap.
Okay.
He creative.
We had to talk about that, though. I thought that shit was funny.
It was.
All right, so we haven't talked about your boy Young Thug in a while.
My boy.
Yes, your man.
Young Jeffrey.
An IG video of him clowning a few airport employees had the internet going crazy last couple days. Let's roll the clip.
These two acts are so rude.
You need to get me off the camera.
Look, these two acts are so rude. They peasants. They saying they manager on the way. I don't want to talk to the manager. Y'all ants. Your manager peasant. Y'all ants.
Hold on.
I give y'all bum ass hoe 15,000 pieces to quit your job.
Willing.
I'm giving you bums one more chance. Look at get their hair. Sink in on the hair. They have that as a motherfucker. They look like Africans. They done got deported over. What's
deported in this court.
Do you bond me tokens or what? Bigger than the law, also. Call here, officer, you want to call, huh? I'm glad you turned around. Luckily, don't be.
All right, man. He did later post a pic back in the airport saying his mother made him go back and apologize. Of course, if you heard in the clip, the two ladies that he was speaking with, they were black, and people went ham because he called them peasants and ants and said they look like they came from Africa. Is the apology enough? Did people have reason to be upset with Young Thugger, a.k.a. Jeffrey?
Yeah, man, you can't go do that. You can't put it on Instagram. You can't make it look like, oh, this is a big thing that they shucking me out and I'm going hard on them. I'm offering 15,000 for them to quit their jobs, calling them peasants, talking about their hair. Like, you can't do that. Like, you just can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
We have Black Youngster to thank for this. Mm. He even quoted him at the beginning of the video, which I don't think we put up, but he said, man, I'm finna get my Black Youngster on. Because remember, he tried to shake it on some Walmart employees. I'll buy your life and all that. Mm. All that shit, pulling out the racks and shit. Dog,
see, that's the thing where, like, to me, Black Youngster, I don't know how old he is.
Me neither.
But it's just money, the not money in general, but just like the paper, like having it right there, being too valuable to somebody like him. And I know he tried to excuse it by saying I ain't grow up with it. So you got to excuse my actions on it. But if I'm somebody like Yo Gotti, if I'm somebody like, I can't think of the manager guy name that I just seen on the vlog with him. But if I'm somebody like him, yeah, like, I get it. I get you don't have nothing. You came from nothing. Like, that story ain't new to nobody in hip-hop, right? That ain't new. But all the, like, shaming a nigga because you don't got this, or shaming somebody that work at Walmart or that work at the airport because they ain't got this, that ain't cool.
Yeah, it'll
never be cool. And, like, you always going to be on the losing end when you post them videos and you doing that shit. Like, yeah, like, niggas ain't going to fuck with you because of that. Niggas don't fuck with you because you got money and you shitting on people in peasant, like, so you say, quote unquote, peasant jobs.
Right.
Like, dog, them the people that make the shit go there every day.
Right.
So, like,
yeah, I'm disappointed. I feel like Young Thug grew up. He got 10 brothers and sisters raised by a single mother. That's 11 kids a single mom held up. I feel like he should know better though, because it more than likely he's closest with her than he is with anybody else. If she raised all of them and held all that down. So you got to be a little more, like, I get it. It's always one person at the airport, no matter when I go. There's one person who's running late and is mad at the world because they can't get on the flight because they late. Like, it's like, I don't know.
And feel like the world owed them. Like, I got to skip you in line. I need to get straight through the check through and security point. Like, I need all that just because I'm on my flight late. No.
And so you add fame and money to that right there, because the ones I be seeing be average motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And they on 10.
And this Chinese lady was just when I went to Denver for my birthday, this Chinese chick was trying to, like, duck up under the TSA line, like, skip through all of them. And she got to the front and they stopped and I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, oh, I'm about to miss my flight. Oh, cool. All right. You about to miss your flight.
Right.
Take your ass back to the back of the line.
Right.
The next flight to come up, when it come up, you good.
And do better next time.
This right here, like, you done.
Like, I feel like, and this is a deeper conversation that could go with this. We're not going to go that deep.
Right.
But I just feel like when it's somebody that look like you, like, bro, like, you just, I feel like they have a hard enough time, in my opinion, in the public eye, with not enough motherfuckers taking up for them, because that was brought to my attention. And ever since that was brought to my attention, I've kind of had my eyes open a little bit, like, damn, that's actually slick a fact. So for you to go hard on your sister saying go back from Africa, and then you mention her hair, like, what type of nigga get to argue with a gal and mention their hair, though?
Like, who even notices?
Like, who, what is?
Like, I swear to God,
what?
Bro, if I'm late for a flight, and that's my focus, I'm trying to get on the flight, I ain't going to notice a chick behind the counter hair. I swear to God, I'm not, dog.
Like, what?
All I'm going to notice is, like, you bullshitting me, and I'm trying to get to my flight. So, with that being said, you, me, we done traveled before. We done been in the positions. Like, it ain't nothing where a nigga going to go Facebook Live.
Man, come on.
I'm not trying to do that. What I'm trying to do is get to my flight. So, if I can give you another,
whatever
it may be, right, to get on through here, I'm going to do that. And I ain't going to embarrass you. I ain't trying to do all of that to make you look dumb or nothing like that. I'm just trying to get to my flight because that's the most important thing right now. And I just feel like this was a whole publicity stunt. It got people talking about him for a couple of days. But at the end of the day, that's not real, because it's not what a real nigga going to do. I'm going to try to get to my flight. Whatever it got to do to get to my flight. You want a show? You want a ticket to my show? I got you.
Something.
Anytime I perform, whatever city you in, I got you.
He could have cleaned this up.
I promise you.
He went back and apologized, apparently, through
his
IG.
His mama made him do it.
Exactly. He could have turned this into a brilliant, came with some tickets, signed some CDs, T-shirts.
Let him quit their job.
Let
them quit their job. You off the,
you got big money, give them 15 racks.
You off the measly ass 15, the peasant ass 15,000.
Go get
off
to
them the peasant ass 15,000, double that for both of them. Off them 30,000 a piece of store, whatever the business they want.
Yep.
Let them go in and do their thing, and whatever it may be, just because you opened your mouth and put your foot in your mouth, your mama done got mad at you, now you got to go back and apologize. I say off them 30,000 a piece to start whatever business, whatever they want to do. clothing line.
School?
Yeah.
I mean, whatever, though.
You want to go to school, cool. Whatever it may be, give each of them $30,000 a piece. That ain't number 60,000, Young Thug. Get that a show.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Get that to them.
Since you got it to burn.
Yeah, since you got it to burn, since they peasants, because they ain't got it, and they need to quit their job,
get to them.
Give them $30,000 a piece. Do that.
He ain't.
I love to see it, though.
He'll shake it if he did
that,
I love
that, to see it.
I'll be a Young Thug fan and everything he did that.
Yeah, I would listen to his next album.
No, I wouldn't do that, though. I'd just be a fan. I just say I'm a fan from deep.
If he did that, I would be impressed. I ain't gonna lie. I'd be impressed. Because, I mean, that's something to say. Like,
it is.
A measly ass $15,000 cash ain't nothing.
To him,
like anybody,
allegedly.
Nah, to nobody, it's nothing. I promise you that right now. Get your hand on $15,000 cash, it ain't nothing. Dude, come on.
All right, man, real quick, before we hit this music break. We know we're going a little long. We just had a lot to talk about.
Let's go.
Man, you put a curse on your boy, man. Young NBA young boy.
Damn.
You mentioned him the other week, man. Said you need to be on the lookout for him. I was on the lookout for him, and now he was in the lineup.
We stressed.
The 17-year-old Baton Rouge rising rapper was arrested and hit with 2 first-degree murder charges. Allegedly, he was one of 3 people involved in a drive-by where the vehicle caught a flat tire after the shooting.
Oh, Lord.
Now, we just saw another troubled young rapper, Kodak Black, get out of jail again. How do you make sure these young artists separate themselves from the street life?
When it's somebody like Kodak Black, when it's somebody like NBA Youngboy, you got to remove them from their cities because they popping.
I couldn't agree more.
Like, people going to flock to them, and when people flock to them, trouble going to flock to them.
Yeah.
Studio sessions, video shoots, whatever it may
be. Keep them busy.
Yeah, people going to be there.
Yeah.
People going to be hating. You know what I'm saying? People going to be showing love, whatever it
Absolutely.
May be. But that's going to be the situation. And at that age, they just don't know how to deal with it.
Right.
This is a fact in the matter. Rest in peace, Dole B.
Yeah.
Stack Bundles. I think that's an example. Stack Bundles.
What's my man with French?
Bankroll Fresh.
Bankroll Fresh.
What's my man with French? I can't think of my man with French name. But all of that being said, you don't think it. Like, you think so many people showing you love, but there's so many people hating you as well.
Chinks Drugs.
Yeah, that's it. And with that being said, NBA Youngboy, I feel like that he was still caught up too much into that life before he got to remove himself from them situations, and it just happened to him. I don't know if he guilty or innocent or whatnot.
Ain't no
but
telling.
I understand it. And what I would say to, like, Kodak Black, what I would say to NBA Youngboy or all of those people around that age just popping or whatever, like, they
got
to remove themselves from them cities. They
got
to go somewhere where music is popping, like the A.
Right.
Houston, L.A., whatever it may be, just remove themselves from them cities. Because, like Boosie said, them the people that hate you the most.
Of course.
Yep.
I couldn't agree more. The smart play, if possible, get the fuck away from the city. Like, period. All them people you name were killed in their hometown, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's crazy to me. So, and it's the sad part is the golden ticket right in front of you. He was just in XXL on XXL.com a week ago.
Boosie, Kevin Gates,
all them on it. You mentioned him. I was like, damn, that nigga sound familiar. Oh, yeah, I seen him on World Style. Like, the video was crispy. Like, all this shit was moving in the right direction. Golden ticket sitting right in front of you, dude. But that life be so deep, though, because it's just happened November 2nd. The shooting happened November 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So this was all this shit was bubbling. Tape was already up and out.
They claim it was a drive-by shooting that he was
allegedly
involved in with another person from New Orleans.
Yeah.
The car wrecked.
They had a flat.
Got killed another day after that from the same.
It was retaliation, allegedly.
It was 2 retaliations from
God
it.
God damn.
Yeah, like,
so I get it. I understand. Like, we have perspective.
Being old.
And age.
Being old.
So we washed. So we know what happens at the end of that story right there. But he need to do like Baby. Somebody need to do him like Baby did Wayne and put him in the studio like 24/7.
Yeah, when you're young, you feel invincible. So, like, I get, especially from what I hear about Baton Rouge and how it is, like, I get
for sure
him being caught up in this situation. And I definitely don't blame him for it. But, like, I feel like the answer to the situation is removing themselves from that. Like, getting somewhere else where they can record, getting somewhere else where they can do stuff that got more stuff associated to do with music. That's how you answer it.
That's the ticket out of there.
Exactly.
Also, I saw him on IG with the straps, and he had got into it
in
Nashville.
19, 20 years old. That's what they
17.
Do, though. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, not even 19. This nigga, like, legit just now supposed to be graduating from high school. It's what he do.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That's the society they live in.
Man, real quick, Absol, man, he's been making his promo rounds, pumping his new album. And while on the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne asked about the long-rumored J. Cole Kendrick collab project. He all but confirmed it, saying, and I quote, "I don't know. These guys move like the mob. You never know with these guys. I don't know too much about it. I just hope they use my verse. They got something in the works. They've been working on that motherfucker for a while." End quote. What are the chances this project comes to light in 2017?
AKA, none of this is never going to happen. Like, it's not there's
they
never.
They might get like a song or two.
A song will come out, but there's never going to be a J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar collab.
What a
album.
Time to be alive.
Right. That's not going to happen. You might as well forget that little verse that you did for what Absol. It's not going to be on a mixtape. It's not going to be anywhere. It's not going to happen.
Right. I might as well use them bars over.
Right. It's cool to talk about now since Absol got an album out, you know, that gets you headlines. Those are the two people that are biggest associated to you. You feel like, oh, I did this for them. Like, I get it. I understand. I just don't think that the album's out there. I don't think this is going to happen. I just don't agree with it. Absol album is cool. Y'all go check that out.
First off, I want to point the fact out how this one statement is overshadowing his complete album rollout.
Exactly.
And nobody's talking about it. I don't even know the name of it off the top of my head. I can't remember. Dude, that's overshadowing all of it. Just the possibility of this.
It put Absol name in the news, though. Absol says.
Well, that's a good point. See? That is very true. I will say this, though.
Niggas
in terms
be like,
of.
Who is Absol? Oh, let me check his album out.
And they'll be so disappointed.
No, do that.
I'm going to give it a 70% chance this happens in 2017. I'm going to tell you why.
No.
TDE needs a spark. This Absol project is some look cool. It'll be it's forgettable. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Don't do that.
J-Rock came out. I don't remember when. I don't remember how it sounded.
That was 2 years ago.
Nobody else. Okay, that was 2 years ago. Kendrick came out early this year, and it was an EP that nobody remembered. Schoolboy is the only one that came out with a project that has some lasting power. SZA talking about she retiring. Isaiah Rashard shit was trash. Dude, y'all need a spark. Either that Black Hippie or this project need to come out soon.
Black Hippie will be out before this.
He said the Black Hippie wasn't happening.
Who said that?
He did. Absol. Yep.
He lying. I swear to God, I lean more towards a Black Hippie album happening than I do a J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar album. Because, I mean, to be honest, both of them can spit their ass off. But, like, where's the... There's no cohesiveness in a J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar album other than...
It's a lot of bars.
Other than both of them being two hell of a rappers. Like...
Nah, Kendrick has enough variety where he do the voices and stuff. He can
and
get the hooks.
And that's a fact, but I just don't think that J. Cole gonna relinquish enough...
Who gonna do the beats?
Exactly. Like I'm saying, J. Cole not gonna let go of enough creative control to where Kendrick can come in and save the day. And not to say that that's hating on J. Cole, because I feel like he made great albums. But doing that with somebody else, like how he do his albums
it's
with
tough.
His beats.
No
like
features.
It just don't happen.
Yeah.
And I just don't think that'll be a dope album. Because those two guys, I don't feel like can make dope songs together.
I'd be interested to hear it.
I'd like to hear a couple
If Black
songs,
Hippie and this right here.
But I'd rather hear Black. I would. My point is, I would rather hear a Black Hippie album than a J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar album.
You're telling me if J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar and Black Hippie came out on the same day, you're listening to Black Hippie first?
I'm saying that those wouldn't come out on the same day. That's what I'm saying first and foremost. If I had to choose between one or the other and they were going to make. If Kendrick was like, okay, I can go make his album with J. Cole or I can go make his album doing the Black Hippie thing, I would rather the Black Hippie album get made.
Because
I feel like it's going to be more creative. It's going to be doper. I just think the J. Cole and Kendrick thing would be some shit that they threw together, like the Kendrick and, like the Future and
Gucci.
Drake shit.
Nah, Future and Gucci shit. I mean, Future Drake. And Drake shit was good, though.
It was all right.
Don't do that.
Would you rather have that or would you rather have, like, if Drake had a team together putting that shit out?
Nah, I liked that with a time to be alive. That shit was banging to me, though.
It was all right.
That's hey, you knew like two songs on that I ain't like. That motherfucker riding. Fuck that.
Because you're a Drake fan, though.
I like Future, too. I'm a Future fan. Obviously, I'm a fan of both. I'm going to like the fucking album. I'm a fan of Kendrick and Cole.
Yeah, you're a fan of Kendrick and Cole, but do you think a Black Hippie album or a Kendrick and Cole album would be better?
Kendrick and Cole.
That's not true.
Can we get to this music break?
Go ahead.
YG, Yo Boy,
Yes, my guy.
Dropped a new joint with him and Wayne, man. This is off the Red Bull Select. This is not on his mixtape that he just... Yeah, Red Bull be getting into the music and shit. So they dropped the song. They probably cut a nice little check for these two niggas. But it's called Trill. We haven't heard from Wayne in a while, man. Let's see what he hitting on.
Thankfully.
Pass the weed to the next nigga. My bitch died, I had red for the set, nigga. She a trill ass hoe and I'm the trillest nigga. I feel the Holy Ghost before I feel these niggas. I got these bitches on their toes, no Achilles, nigga. Spit on your grave, throw a rose and some lilies, nigga. I know the stove like I worked at Piccadilly's, nigga. I wear a gold rope for old Mississippi niggas. And I was locked up in a hole, I could've killed me, nigga. And then a guard gave me some head, she felt guilty, nigga. I brushed my teeth 100 times just to grill these niggas. And I just walked up in the bank, humming a milli, nigga. Wow, trail nigga, just walked in the bank. Playing fish in the sea, but I'm the shark in the tank. Your business in the streets and your broad in my face. And your mama turn tricks and your homies turn steak. And my homies turn weight, some cake for real. I get paid all day, lump sums, oatmeal. Oh yeah, I feel like Neo on both pills. Ballin' on these bitches like Shaquille O'Trill. Tump.
Cause all my life I've been a trail nigga. I bet we deal with them. Cause all my life I've been a trail nigga. I bet we deal with them. I used to be a dirty motherfucker.
Man, that was YG and Lil Wayne. How you think Lil Wayne verse? What Lil Wayne verse sound like? It was all right. I'm cool on the auto-tune, though.
It's Lil Wayne.
Lay off the auto-tune, Wayne. Jesus Christ. He still ain't came out of that little phase right there?
Still need to, that's probably old. Man, he probably said that. That's probably soul recycled. You know what I mean? Like, YG would probably happy to get that. Shout out Wayne and YG, man. It's the On Deck TV podcast. We back live, full in effect. I am Spike Lou.
Man, how about your boy Animal Brown? We got to talk this J. Cole album. Nigga made a week, 1 week heads up, letting us know it was about to drop.
All these people hating, talking about if the J. Cole puts you to sleep. All that crap.
Yeah, man, we're going to break it down, man. Give y'all our highlights, lowlights, expectations, all that shit. Now, we only had a week to expect anything. Did you have any expectations going into it?
Yeah, I expected... the last album or better. That's okay. What I expected. Because I feel like the J. Cole was on a creative incline as of right now to where he ain't going back to what he thought we wanted to hear from him before, and he more reflective, more creative, more doing what he wanted to do on the albums, and I thought that's what we would get a plus one off the last one that we heard. What you think?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. He hasn't cut his hair. He hasn't put on an outfit. He hasn't put on J's. Like, so I figured we were going to get a repeat in terms of style and substance with the last one. And I feel like we did get that. I feel like this is similar. If you didn't like the last one, definitely not going to like this one. If you like the last one, it's a high probability that you're going to roll with this one too.
Like even better.
Right, or even better. So that was my expectation. When I listened to it, I liked it. I ran it to about 3 times this weekend just to make sure I had it all the way marinated in my head. I like it. I don't love it, though. I do like the let me get to my highlights then.
Okay.
My highlights is, number one, the bars. He's spitting like a motherfucker. Like, yeah. We already knew that. That was going to come with that.
J. Cole going to give you that.
J. Cole is going to give you them bars, and he gave us them bars. And I also like the story. In terms of the actual 10-song project, allegedly, this is what people have conspired, thinking that he is talking about someone else and not him, and that the last verse on the last song is technically the only one where he's talking as J. Cole, and the rest of the album is his friend that's caught up in the street life, that meets a girl, that kind of wives her, has a baby, and then dies at the end. That's what the story is, allegedly, to some folks. That's how they interpret it. I see where they get that. Songs match up with that. Verses right. Match up with that. So I think the concept is ill. That adds replay value. That adds more depth to it. What's your highlights on the album?
My highlights of the album is most definitely the creativity. How he put the story together. Like you said, the fact in which he was able to come out, tell a story, not necessarily have it, oh, I'm putting a single out. I'm putting a song out for the bitches. I'm putting a song out for the niggas that trapping, I'm putting the song out for the club, whatever it may be. He ain't follow the necessarily same old formula. He gave you something different. So I definitely respect that part of it. That to me was so creative.
Do you think that's a story, though? Do you think that's accurate, what people are saying? That he's talking about somebody else?
I do necessarily feel like that's a story, because I don't feel like J. Cole going to be the nigga that's going to be 30 years old just now talking about, I was selling dope and I was doing this and I was doing that. I feel like that, even if it's not a true story, even if it's something that he pulled, like, it's just creative, out of his creative space,
I feel like it's dope.
Like, yeah. That was something in which you can go in, you can give another perspective, not only your own, and one that's familiar to you, and people can relate to it, and they cannot call you fake, right, or whatever it may be, not say you're trying to do this and trying to do that from it. So I really appreciate the creativity of it. That was the highlight of it for me, because I feel like that the cohesiveness and the creativity of it was perfect. Like that, I feel like that's J. Cole. That's what he do. He ain't the type of nigga that's gonna go give you birthday song. He's not the type of nigga that's gonna go give you the hit single or whatever it may be. But still, in the same token, it's dope, and you can relate to it. I seen a lot of people that be like they sleep on it or whatnot, but I ain't gonna lie. I honestly feel like they ain't listen to it. They just not fucking with J. Cole.
And that's fair.
And that's cool.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's cool to be like, I ain't fucking with J. Cole. It put me to sleep, because I can understand that. But to say it's not dope is something totally different.
What is your low light? Or low lights?
I feel like the low life is the explanation. Because in the same breath in which I say the people that say, oh, I don't really fuck with J. Cole, I don't like J. Cole, if he had in the intro explained the album and been like, look, my homeboy wanted me to make sure that I put this piece of work out here for him and for his daughter to understand, and this is just my reflection of it, or whatever it may be, however he wanted to explain it, I feel like it would have went over a lot better for people who don't really fuck with J. Cole, who think he's boring, or who don't really understand his storytelling method. I feel like that would have resonated.
Yeah. I feel like that would have been cheating a little bit.
Would have resonated with them?
No, I'm just saying that would have been undercutting the whole purpose. I think what made the album ill is that you didn't peep that it was a story until probably the very end.
But
you're paying attention. You can't talk to the people sleep, though.
But me and you listen to rap, though. Like I'm going to listen to that J. Cole 1, 2, 3, 4 times before I be like, oh, it's a classic, it's this and that.
Right.
And talk to somebody about it. So I realize that he's telling the story there. Most niggas gonna listen to it the first time and be like, man, them shit don't even make sense. J. Cole talking about he's selling drugs. I don't know what he mean. And it's a rap. And I ain't discrediting nobody hip-hop credentials in this, but I'm just saying most people ain't necessarily listen to it like that. So if he give you an explanation at the beginning, then you can listen to it that way.
Yeah, I can see that. My low lights would be production and tempo.
You always say that about J. Cole.
Yeah, his production to me has always been mediocre at best, especially lately.
Are you saying that just because he do?
No.
Most of it? Or no. You just say you just don't like it?
It's just mediocre, period. Mm-hmm. I don't give a who did it. And the tempo, man. Like, it's the, like you said, who was that? Hampton Inn tweeted out, if you're having trouble, J. Cole Allen put you to sleep, man. You know, rent you a spot up here. That was actually pretty funny, Hampton Inn. I can see why somebody could say that, because the tempo was mad slow. Like, it's moderate to slow. It's no up tempo. It's no hype. It's no energy. It's none of that. So, like, dude, if you're a borderline J. Cole fan and you listen to this, you'll be like, dude, like, what the fuck? The shit is moving dumb slow on the album, and it's like that song after song, with the exception of maybe Neighbors, which is a favorite of a lot of people.
Dope.
Yeah, that shit go hard.
Motherfucker, I am.
But I'm going to tell you what type of music this is, though, because of that reason right there.
What kind of music is this?
This is Joe Budden-esque music.
Nah, don't you dare do J. Cole like that and put him in the same category as Joe Budden. No.
Can I say why?
Why?
Because this is mood music.
No, it's not.
This is your goddamn lie. Are you not listening to the shit?
It's not mood music.
This
man.
Is mood. Now, I don't know what mood music. This is mood.
It's not mood music, nigga. South Nashville.
That's exactly what this is. It's slow tempo, mid tempo music. Some of that stuff, he's even rapping like he sleep.
Stop.
That She's Mine. Listen to She's Mine Part 1 and Part 2. Like, he's rapping like he's sleep. Interlude. It is. And I'm also disappointed in that Deja Vu beat being used by Bryson Tiller already. That's and it was like a hit too. Like, it wasn't like that was a little song that just, nigga, that was a smash, nigga.
Look though, we gotta understand the creativity in which the artist of J. Cole is trying to do here. Don't tell me about the used beats prior that or how you're sleeping on his delivery. I get all of that. Yeah, if you don't fuck with J. Cole, I get that.
But I do fuck with J. Cole.
With that being said, just like with Good Kid, Mad City, this is a piece of art. This is a piece of work. Like, he told a whole story here. And I would challenge you to say it may be even a better story than Good Kid, Mad City, because he didn't need the skits. He went from song to song.
Yeah.
So if you listen to it 2-3 times, you can say, okay, I understand what he got going on. I needed the skits in Good Kid, Mad City to understand what he was trying to tell us.
No, I think it just added to it.
No,
I don't think you needed
it. I needed the skits. Go listen. Skip the skits then. Go to Good Kid, Mad City and skip the skits. That's hard to say.
It is.
Do that and tell me if you get the same
maybe not.
Value. Exactly.
But the songs weren't made for that. He made these songs to not need skits, and Kendrick made them to need skits
that.
To accompany.
No, I don't necessarily.
You could say the same thing for Tory Lanez.
No,
he made songs with the skits.
That was 67 songs. I didn't listen
to it. It was.
That. I did not listen
he
to that,
tried bro. It. You gotta give him a for effort, but
L for too many.
Man, where does this land in his catalog? You think it's better than the last project?
No.
Okay.
It ain't better than the last project.
Can he perform any of this? How does he perform any of this?
Like, you do this just like you did the last project. You set the whole stage thing up. You put the background. You do the documentary to it. You have the talking in the middle.
Did all that, man.
You can continue. Like, okay, J. Cole is the artist to do that now. Nah. Like, when I put my albums out, this is how I do it, dude. Like, I'm not just going to give you 14 songs and come bring features out, bring 2 Chainz out, bring Jeezy out, bring Jay-Z out just because I can do that. What I'm going to do is tell you a story. I'm going to put the interviews on the big stage or the big screen behind me. I'm gonna put everything that I had going on. I'm gonna put the vlogs back there, and I'm gonna make you feel what I had going on, and we're gonna go from there. I'm not gonna do the normal thing which everybody else does.
This album is in third place in his catalog. He's got 4 albums.
Third? What's the second?
It's the first one is between 2014 and his first album.
The first
Cold
one
World.
Is 2014, but go ahead.
No, his first album is Cold World.
Okay, that's
the Sideline Story. His second album is Born
Center.
Are you
counting mixtapes and shit?
No.
It's just albums?
Albums.
Okay, then. First is 2014, and then this one is second.
Nah, I like the first album better than this, though.
It's impossible.
And then, but this is better than Born Center, though. I will say that.
He rapping better on this album than he is his first album.
I can agree with that. But, see, the depth adds replay value, but here's my thing, though. Can you just go to a singular song on here and ride?
Neighbors.
Or do you have to go to... Other than Neighbors, though,
for
without the, I don't believe that.
No, I mean, I understand what you're saying.
I don't believe
like,
that.
You got to
start
what,
from scratch.
No, I get what you're saying. Like, Neighbors and For Your Eyes Only are probably the only 2 songs. Or if you like strictly feeling like, oh, I want to fuck with my bitch today, you want to do the folded clothes joint.
Nah.
Like, you want to do that. Like, I get that. I get the whole thing in which you can select singular songs on here, maybe 3 or 4. And
Max.
I get the other CD got more singular selections on it. But
exactly.
I still feel like J. Cole is a better artist on this album. And I can go individually and select songs and still be satisfied with what I get off this album.
Fair enough, man. Y'all let us know what y'all think of the Cole album. Y'all had a weekend to digest it.
Yep.
Let us know in the Rap Chat. Search Rap Chat On Deck TV on Facebook for the groups. Also, hit us up at On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Another song break.
What we got?
We have a project came out over the weekend that was super low-key, man. Got overshadowed by all this Absol and J. Cole talk.
Mm-hmm.
It's a DJ. I'm hot. I forgot his name. My bad, big dog.
Mm.
Put a Chance the Rapper Kanye West mashup, and it was super dope. It's called Chance the Dropout. We're gonna play you just one of the tracks on here that he mashed up. Y'all check this Chance the Dropout out.
And everything timed out. Don't ask me for no ID. Bitch, I'm fucking signed out. Bitch, I've been suspended. Bitch, I've been on timeout. Waking up in grind mode and sleeping in a grind house. So please don't hit my line out. The party trying to find out what time that shit gonna start and when it end. Who gonna
come out. Or if I walk the stage, I've been on stage since I could rhyme out. Shows and shows and tapes, I'm trying to get my fucking lines out. So please don't take my pick out, my book out, my pick out, my hair, my fucking big mouth. You dickhead, you dipped out. A class and now you shit out. A luck who's fucking slick now. And where them rhymes you written down? I hope you get them mixed down with a diss track from Miss Round. And my dick sack with his bitch mouth. Give a high five to my teacher face and my principal, that fist pal. And now you gotta switch gown. We got you little rascal. We got you throwing tassels when you could've thrown a tassel. Nigga, you're a weakling. Why you talking D-Lane? Like all my nigga flip birds. Nigga, you're a wings in. You ain't nothing but my seedling. I ain't you from the ceiling.
Man, that was Chance the Dropout, a
no
mashup.
Chance.
That was, again, it's a mixtape. It's got hella tracks on it. It's yep. Old Chance, Young Chance, over old Ye, new Ye beats.
That's fire, man.
I'm
that.
Fucking with it.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's, I hate Chance.
Something to ride. You hate Chance?
Yeah, I think he's some slaw.
How you hate Chance, though?
Can't get into him.
Chance hard.
Nah. But that, I fuck with this, though. Like, it's riding, though. Like, usually the matchups be hit or miss.
Yeah, Chance
this motherfucker hard.
This hard. Shout out to DJ that did that, man. So, what we got up?
All right, man, question of the week, man. Remember when MTV used to do the top 10 hottest MC list, the round table?
Remember when?
Have everybody up in arms. They took a break. It hasn't been done since 2012. They're bringing it back, people. It'll be here Saturday, December 16th on TV. So I thought, hey, let's give our three locks to be on the list.
For on deck preview.
Absolutely. As of when we recorded this, they've only named number 10, which is 21 Savage. So, and again,
dude, first of all,
this is hottest MC list. Hot.
First of all,
not best.
How have they only named him? Like 21 Savage is going so hard right now as far as being the most popular motherfucker.
10 is about right, though.
It's cool, yeah. But like, why are we only naming 21 Savage right now? Like, to give him the soul.
No, they'll do 9
publicity
tomorrow.
Shine.
No, they named oh, okay. They'll name 10 through probably 6.
All right,
and okay. Then the show.
I thought we were just straight flat out giving 21 Savage number 10 until the show came on and let him live off that.
Give me three locks.
Three locks.
Not naming the big dogs.
Drake
number one.
Drake's going to be on the list. Hey, shocker, Drake's on the list.
All right,
we're
going
to do that. Young M.A.
Really?
Yes.
You think Young M.A. is going to be... Interesting.
She
okay.
Getting hit with the strap and she known how I feel though.
What the fuck?
Whatever it has, however the bar goes.
Yeah, I don't know about
that.
I
got that in there. Let's see. Young M.A. Who else did I have, man?
Really?
Help me out. Who I have?
Gucci.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Gucci. Definitely going to be on the list.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah.
Gucci gonna be on the list because he been the hottest thing shaking the shit, right?
Is he hotter than 21 Savage?
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you really asking
Gucci
the question?
Hit?
Is come on.
I'm man. Asking.
Back on road? What are we gonna do? We gonna do Gucci like
that's
that.
That's his hit?
Yes.
That's bigger than X bitch?
That's from, his hit.
From 21
and that's
Savage?
Bigger than X bitch.
Okay.
Yes. The biggest song 21 Savage that. Got out is the one with Drake. That's a fact.
Or he was on that too. Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah, well, sneaky.
Gucci ain't making a list.
Gucci on the list strong.
Then you had Chance, man, since you don't know who the fuck you picked.
Yeah, I got my guy Chance.
Now.
Chance definitely going to be
yeah,
on there.
Clearly.
Independently, Grammy nominated, my guy. Let's do it. Coloring book, album banging. Let's go. All
right, I'm saying Quavo for sure. Mm. The Beyonce of the Migos.
That's not going to happen.
Really?
Yeah. Breaking news, my nigga.
He been hot, though.
Like the nigga on Drake at Breaking News, my nigga. That's not going to happen. Is Quavo, for the simple fact that Soulja Boy shaking it on him so hard right now, he's not going to make the list.
Is Designer making it?
I hope not.
Reluctantly, man. He might. I'm
I hope we
lie.
Ain't made it to that point in hip-hop where Designer making this list right here. Because Designer trash.
Four times platinum, man.
He dumps the juice.
I mean, he's trash for sure.
Yeah, he dumps the juice trash, though.
Nah, I'm gonna tell you who making it. Lil Uzi Vert is making it.
That's a fact.
Obviously Drake
short
is making
bus,
it.
Short bus shorty is making it.
Lil Yachty's making it too. Yeah, be prepared, y'all.
Both of them?
The 7, 8, look, 8, 9, and 10 both are going to be Yachty, Uzi Vert, and 21 Savage. I guarantee
not
it.
Them. Not both of them.
I guarantee
all three of them
it.
Can't make this list. Like, bruh, if you telling me a nigga like Dave East ain't going to be on here.
He ain't got no hit.
But, like.
He don't, but he ain't got no hit, though.
But Dave East, like, is the new spitter of the new generation. He ain't got no so hit. If he can't make this list, I can't believe that Vert, Bolt, and 21 Savage.
All them niggas on the
is
radio.
Is Black Youngs on the list too?
No, he's not on the radio. Okay. All them niggas on the radio, they on satellite radio, on TV. I just heard Yachty's song playing in a Sprite commercial with LeBron, dude. That's when you're hot.
If Black Youngs had made the list, I'd been done. I ain't gonna lie, I promise.
Little known Black history fact. So they started this in 07 and went through 2012. Let me give you the hottest people. Fact. Right. Let me give you the hottest people each year. 07 was Wayne.
Yeah.
08 was Kanye.
Okay.
09 was Jay. All
right.
2010 was Eminem.
What?
Yeah, 09 was New York. Blueprint 3, don't do that. 2010 was Eminem, which is strange
as
fuck. 2011 was Ross. 2012 was Kendrick. And the only rapper to make the list every year is Kanye.
Chance gonna be number one this year.
That will be a travesty to Drake.
I promise. Chance gonna be number one this year, dude.
That will be utter disrespect.
Well, okay, he might be two.
Thank
Drake
you.
Drake may be one.
Thank you. Don't do that.
Maybe.
Is Meek Mill making the list?
Yeah. Meek on the top. Actually, Meek's top five.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
DC5, dude.
It was DC4. You don't even know
whatever,
which one it
whatever
was.
Whatever it is. Whatever's on the way. DC5, I was just, you ain't let me finish.
You don't even know.
You ain't let me finish. I was going to say DC5 on the way. I was going to say DC5 on the way, dude. Because I got so used to hearing DC4 on the way. DC5 on the way, dude. And he's number five.
It's Future making it.
Yeah, Future on the.
How? In 2016? Tough. He was quite low.
And listen, man.
Nah, well, he did have a Too much sauce, and he had the 100 bands rushing under the rabbit.
Future is Ross on there? That's the question.
Nah, not this year.
Ross not on there this year?
Not this year. Nah. Mm-hmm. He not.
Kendrick on there?
Ooh.
Cole on there.
How?
How is Cole on there?
For 2016, the album came out 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, so he number
this is
one.
Already recorded, dude. Right. It's a rap. This ain't live.
I'm sorry, MTV. You got to go in and record that. You got to go in and re-record that. I'm sorry.
Nah.
Cole
got to
be
it.
On that list, though.
Nah, not for 2015.
Cole ain't on that list?
Not for 2016. No, he wasn't hot. He wasn't hot, dude. He toured off an album that he did 2 years ago. I'm sorry.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Get
it's
over
impossible.
It. New music out right now as we speak. Of course, the Cole, man. We just fucking rated it.
Right.
Go listen to that if you haven't heard it.
And that Chance.
Of course, and that Chance and Kanye mashup, man, the Chance to drop out.
Right.
What else is out? Yo Boy Tech 9 is out.
Who?
Yo Boy Tech 9.
I'm sorry, who?
Yo Boy Tech 9.
I don't know who that
it's
is.
It's called The Storm. I tried to listen to it. The first song had auto-tune.
Really
I got out of it.
I got out of it.
I ain't make a pass.
Why did you try
one.
To listen to that?
I mean, people were talking about it, dude.
Why? Who? Who was talking about that? Meth heads that you follow?
The streets.
You follow meth heads? No. No street people were talking about Tech 9.
What else? It's other than... Oh, yeah. The Absol is out.
Yeah, Absol out. What you think about the Absol?
It was some look cool. I'd be joking on it and saying it was whack. It wasn't whack. It's a handful of joints on there, but I still don't get. He doesn't make good music.
It's
I'm
a
sorry.
Lot to take in. Absol is a lot to take in. If you're not just like, if you're not an Absol fan, it's a lot to like listen to.
It's better than These Days, though. I will say
what's that.
His first
his
album.
First album.
Yeah, it's better than that.
Yeah.
He got true. A couple joints on there. Also, Post Malone, Stoney.
Don't do this to me.
You ain't like it?
White R&B? No, I'm cool.
You ain't like Robin Thicke?
I don't like Robin Thicke.
You like Justin
cool.
Timberlake?
No, I'm
fuck
cool.
Here.
I don't
Michael
need,
McDonald?
I don't need 2016 Justin Timberlake. I don't need Michael
That's
McDonald.
That's not Post Malone, by the way.
I don't need them. I don't need Post Malone. Yes, it is.
It's not that bad.
It's that bad.
Okay,
let me ask you something.
It's not that bad. It's
when
okay.
do you put the Post Malone in?
What do you mean? On the way home. Shit.
From where?
From wherever.
A depressing session of what? Like, I don't understand. Where are you putting the Post Malone
in? Too young.
No. The Post Malone is trash.
Too young. I said one. Lloyd is out if you want to slow it down, man. He got an EP. I fuck with Lloyd, though. He looked
crazy
on that album.
I just listened to that John Legend today.
The John Legend slaw.
Tough. That's why I brought it up. Because it
slaw.
I ain't even want to speak on the Lloyd, but I had to speak on the John Legend.
The Lloyd, all right. Impossible. Yeah. Not straight.
But go ahead.
And the Locks come out Friday.
You ready for that?
Yeah, I'm fucking with that. I heard. What'd
you think about
Gucci.
The Gucci song?
It's not bad.
She glutes ripped it.
She can rap. The fuck?
I ain't saying he can't, but I'm just saying he ripped it. And Styles.
He cold, though.
Styles, all right.
It's called Filthy America. It's beautiful. Y'all check that out Friday.
Yep.
What you got on deck for the weekend?
Man, we getting ready for y'all, man, to drop the last couple of episodes for the year. Y'all be looking for those, man. We're doing the top of the year albums, giving y'all reviews and all those good things. So y'all look out for that. Other than that, man, I'm chilling.
Man, I am chilling. Getting ready for this live show on the 29th. Shout out Nashville Stand Up. This Pimp C UGK celebration is gonna be super
Long
dope.
Long live the pimp.
Y'all keep your eyes on the Twitter and Facebook and IG, man, for details on that. But yeah, I'm chilling too. I'm low key, man. I heard The Americans was good on FX. I might binge watch that first season.
I heard it was some slaw.
Really?
After like the second or third season.
I'm hot about that then. Alright, fuck it, I may try something else.
Watch Westworld.
I tried, man. That shit whack as fuck.
Oh, that last episode.
Whack World.
Flames.
Man, that shit garbage. Yeesh. Man, on that note, appreciate y'all for listening. We'll be back next week.
Yup, it's the On Deck TV podcast, man. I am Spike Lou. We definitely appreciate y'all listening. Go rate, subscribe, like in the iTunes store. Listen to us wherever y'all listen to y'all podcast apps at.
Holla.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.